Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
As we know, Israel's military has denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed at least 21 people in an area Israel had designated a civilian evacuation zone. The latest attack has led to a number of major protests across the world and appeals for Benjamin Netanyahu to respect the ruling issued by the International Court of Justice to immediately halt its military offensive in Rafah. A little bit later on in the programme, we'll be going live to Jerusalem for the latest from the region. But first, we wanted to bring you some audio from someone working on the front line following the attack. Dr. Karen Huster is Medicines on Frontier Project medical referent in Gaza, and she recorded this voice note describing what she and her colleagues experienced in the wake of that airstrike in Rafah on Sunday.
On the night of the 26th of May, there were several mass casualty events that took place. One of them was on an internally displaced camp that was located in a safe area next to the UNRWA logistics base. We received, over the course of the night, well over 180 patients, which we were able to stabilize and refer to the opened field hospitals in the neighborhood, three of them. Very, very sadly, we also received 28 patients that were dead on arrival. Many of the bodies were burned beyond recognition. Last night, on the evening of the 27th of May, military activities continued to intensify. Mayhem might be a strong word, but it is absolutely chaotic. People are moving by the thousands and thousands on the beach road towards out of that western Rafah area and towards the middle area in Khan Yunis and Deir al-Balah, which themselves have been hit very, very, very heavily by Israeli forces over the past few months. And so these places will not be able to offer much of anything to the civilians that are fleeing West Rafah. We need to remember that hundreds of thousands of civilians are being subjected to what I can say is a brutal, relentless demonstration of collective punishment, along with the bombings that they're experiencing. There are severe blockages of aid that we cannot forget about and that are making it impossible for us to help in any meaningful way whatsoever. We cannot forget that besides dying from trauma, from bombs, people are also dying because humanitarian workers are prevented from doing their jobs. We have not received for close to 3 weeks any supplies to man our hospitals and our primary healthcare clinics. We have issues with fuel, which make our delivery, you know, our referral of patients via ambulances very complicated. Hospitals have to decide whether a patient should be intubated or not. Ambulances have to decide whether a patient should be referred or not to a higher level of care. These are all choices that we shouldn't need to make, because if the humanitarian aid were able to enter, then we would have no questions about making the right decisions and providing care for those critically ill patients.
That's Dr. Karen Huster from Medicines on Frontier with her eyewitness account from inside Gaza. And we will be returning to matters in the Middle East later on in the programme. Right now, though, we'll take a quick break.